When you need legal representation, having the right team to represent you is crucial. Since 1958, Norman Deller has helped thousands of clients with their legal matters in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Whether your case is personal injury, estate planning, probate, employment or business law, civil litigation, real estate, or family law, the attorneys at Norman Deller offer years of expertise and knowledge. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, call Norman Deller at 654-0911 or visit normandeller.com. The Law Office of Norman Deller, providing legal excellence you can trust since 1958.
Hi, Jim Duran here, Executive Director of Cypress Place Senior Living in Ventura. Do you have a loved one or a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia? Are you struggling to care for them? If so, we invite you to come by and visit our beautiful assisted living community with a special memory care area for residents with Alzheimer's and dementia. We have spacious apartments that can be rented on a month-to-month basis, either privately or shared, and include 24-hour supervision by our specially trained caregivers. Amenities include 3 gourmet meals daily. We also have housekeeping, laundry, linen service, utilities, transportation, and a full schedule of daily activities that build esteem and nurture the mind, body, and soul. Please come by to see how your family member or loved one can live the life they deserve and how you, once again, can regain your own peace of mind. To schedule an appointment today, please call 650-8000 or you can visit us on our website at cypressplaceseniorliving.com.
Will you still need me? Will you still feed me when I'm 64?
Gray Matters, brought to you by Cypress Place and the law offices of Norman Dowler. And now your hosts, Sherry Kerman and Jim Duran.
Welcome, 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 welcome.
Hello, everyone.
How are you, Jim?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Sherry?
I'm doing great.
It's another beautiful, incredible day, isn't it?
It is another beautiful and incredible day. There is no question about that. Did you have a good week?
It was incredible. It was absolutely awesome.
So I've got to ask you, do you ever have a bad day?
If I sleep in and I can't experience the entire day, yeah.
Then it's a bad day?
Well, it's because I didn't experience everything that I wanted to experience
that
great.
Day. Great. I love it. We should all live life like that. Well, welcome, everybody. We are here again with Gray Matters. We have another super, super lineup today. Our first guest, Suze Montgomery, is just an all-around amazing advocate of all things good. One of her many things that she, or many groups that she advocates for are seniors, so we're going to talk to her about that. And then we're going to have a panel discussion. We've not done that yet, but I thought it would be fun, interesting to have a panel discussion about later in life divorces, because that's happening more and more. People getting divorced in their 50s and 60s, and legally what that can do. We're going to talk to a counselor, a therapist about that, and hopefully someone is going to be able to call in who's actually gone through it and give us her personal words of wisdom as
very
well.
Very interesting.
Yeah. And then Debbie Lee from Wells Fargo is going to join us at the end.
Right on.
I think it should be good.
It's going to be awesome.
Absolutely. So our first guest here is Suze Montgomery. You know, you and Jim don't have bad days, do you?
What I think that even the bad ones are good, because you end up learning so much from the bad ones when things don't go your way.
You got the message and you actually got it right, because you really do. There's no such thing as an accident, coincidence, or mistake.
That's right.
And even if you do those, you have to learn the lesson and then you don't have to repeat it.
Right, exactly.
So it's always a good
exactly.
thing.
Exactly. Yeah.
That's great. I love it. What a perfect outlook on life. This is great. That is super. Sue, you advocate for lots of things. That's what you've done. But we wanted to talk to you specifically about some of the things that you're doing for the seniors in our community. So give us your title with respect to all of that.
Oh, a title? Gee whiz, I don't know if I have a title.
Instructor, educator.
Well, I'm an educator, I think. But I refer to myself as more of a facilitator, because mm-hmm. I get to share their incredible lives. Right. I was brought to the Ventura Unified as an educator for seniors probably about 6-7 years ago. Prior to that, I worked for Houghton Mifflin for 17 years as a state rep for book sales to schools.
But now it's through the school district.
It is until the end of June. My whole division was pink-slipped, but that's a good positive story. I made something lemonade out of these lemons, and I can talk about that later, too.
Okay.
Yeah. That's important, because we already know about the Unified School District and all the budget cuts and everything else.
It's
but
awful.
This is a huge thing. It's being cut with us, with seniors at Cypress Place.
Yep.
We've had classes. We had hours and hours of instruction that year after year, more and more have been getting cut and cut and cut, and now we're at a place where even you got pink slip.
I did, and it's quite devastating for some of my colleagues, which also teach with me. There's about 30 of us totally, and I was saved because where I teach at the Ventura Townhouse and the companion site, the nursing home in front of the Ventura, and Mr. Watson came to me as the executive director, and he goes, "I want to save you." He goes, "I understand your job's going away," and I'm going, "What?" I didn't even know.
Oh, you didn't even know.
No, because it wasn't even shared with us. So now I found out about it. And then I was down, about a month ago. I had some surgery on my neck. And it gave me time to reflect, well, let's turn this into a positive experience, even though it didn't affect me personally. But it did all my colleagues. These are my friends.
Right.
So what I did is I established and went out and got the designation. I've got a new nonprofit, which is called the Extended Learning Academy.
Wow.
And the Extended Learning Academy is doing the same jobs that we were doing with the school district. But my colleagues will be working for the nonprofit, and I will be the administrator.
Nice.
And we save their jobs, and they'll be going out in the community doing the same things.
So Jim, at Cypress Place, you'll be able to go to this academy to then fill those class hours that
correct.
You...
Correct. Right. We will provide for you the same teachers, if you'd like to have them, or even more in the way of adult education or senior learning with the Extended Learning Academy.
Fascinating. The funding. How are you taking
that?
That's
a good question. I was just
going to
ask
always,
that.
That's always the big worrisome object in this, and the funding is going to be done with grants. I've already been eligible and also got a grant to start with seed money to cover the cost of the incorporation, that kind of thing. But I've also got quite a bit of people in the surrounding Ventura County that have come forward and said, we want to be involved. How do we get your services? Because they heard of what we're doing. Now, this is how things work, you know. You can take it as a negative, or you can make something out of it, make it a positive. And so I had to step out of myself and not be me. And I had to step out and look as, okay, let's fix this. Make it work even better than it did before.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely it can.
Oh, absolutely.
So I'm like you, Sherry. And you too, Jim. You know the populations. You
right.
know our seniors. And you think, okay, what would they like? What do they want to do? They want to continue to learn. They want to learn some other life skills.
Right.
But it's not the Osher Institute, which is a dedicated block of time where they sit there and get educated. Ours
right.
is more loosely, you know, put together.
Well, and I think both components are important because people different people want different things, or and people want different things at different times. So
a lot of ours don't drive either.
Right. You're and I had the good fortune of being able to be at one of Susie's classes over at the townhouse.
Yeah.
And what a great group of people. I mean, you know, what experiences all these people have had in their lives. And we all just sat around this big table. I wasn't sure exactly what to expect, but it was really fun. We sat down. I had my PowerPoint, but it was the most informal presentation I had ever given. And it was like a group of friends sitting around a table talking.
And that's exactly what it was. And they loved you, by the way. They want
thank
you back. They want
you
back.
I would love to come back.
Suze, if I,
yes,
if I just may say thank you so much for stepping up and filling the void that we were going to have.
Well,
this is huge.
You're welcome, but you know, it's
what we do, right?
It's what we do all three of us do this every day. You just do what you're given, and like you said, Sherry, before you even went on air, you leave it a better place. And I really truly believe that. You know, that's what I was taught when I was a kid. And I really want to do those things because I know we have so much to give, and if we can,
that's the goal. Leave the world a better place than when you than it was before you came. So how do people now how is Jim going to find out? How does Jim get to you and say, I want to have some classes?
Well, you probably have Mary Wilson as one of your instructors.
Absolutely.
She's going to be part of our the Extended Learning Academy. I started a Facebook page, and I'm going to, you know, I've got a domain name, which is extendedlearningacademy.org, because we are a nonprofit. And so people will find me either through the Facebook page, but I'm accessible. I'll give you my phone number. I mean, I'm one of those people, I'm not, you know, monitoring my calls.
Right.
Yeah.
So if somebody out there wants to find out more and find out either how to become involved as an instructor, how to find out where classes are being held,
correct,
or how to have classes at their facility, they can go to extendedlearningacademy.org.
Or my personal email, which is Suznoni, S-U-Z-N-O-N-I, at hotmail.com. Noni is an Italian grandmother, by the way.
Okay.
And or you can also call me on my cell.
All right. And that's
805-258. 8,000.
Okay, and of course we will have all of this up on our website, graymattersradio.com. We'll put everything in there and we'll get hot links to everything as well. So anyone who wants to go to our website will be able to find out also all Correct. The information about the Extended Learning Academy. I think that's great. Congratulations.
Well, thanks. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. It's going to make me stretch beyond my limits and also my instructors. We're going to be doing new things and really... We're just assessing the needs of what the population really needs and deserves. These mm-hmm. are the people that built America. These are the people that gave us everything we have. And I'm not going to shun them aside. They're not expendable. They really are still giving in their own way, and I think they need to be respected for that, which very few people do anymore.
Yeah, and we've talked about that on this show before, haven't we, Jim?
Absolutely.
About, you know, our seniors, you know, they have lived an incredible life. They've gone through amazing experiences, and they have wisdom that we can all learn from. And too often, I think today, and I still don't know exactly why. I don't know if it's because we're more fragmented, but it seems like that respect has disappeared. And I've worked very hard to teach my children that how important it is and what they can learn. And here we are to try to teach the community as well. That's one of the focuses of the show.
I share with our care managers and our staff at Cypress. I said, you know, let me tell you, the lives that you are serving are amazing, and the experiences that they've gone through are just absolutely phenomenal. There is nothing that you can really teach them. They've
exactly.
been there, and so they
but
just
boy, there's a lot you can learn.
Absolutely, and I tell them, you know, I said, it's when you're serving them, it's about finding out what they want. They just need to know that you care, because you don't need to lecture them. You don't need to tell them, oh, it's too cool. They know all of those things, and if you just listen, you will learn so many incredible things from them.
It's the best gift I've ever been given in my life.
Well, how did you get into all of this?
Good friends Barry and Denise Tronstad, who are the former principals of adult education, came to me and they said, we'd like you to work for us. And I go, I didn't like my job. I don't want to go anywhere. I'm
what
enjoying
whatever. What were you doing?
Schlepping school books, you know,
All right.
Throughout the state of California, and love to be on the road, by the way. But when she came to me and she goes, just go into a typical class, which we're doing now, and see if you like it. I walked in, they were singing Row, Row, Row Your Boat. And I thought to myself, my God, is this what we're doing with, you know? And I thought, so the instructor left the room and I looked at him and I go, what do you guys really want to do? And they told me what they wanted to do, so we crafted our curriculum around what their wants and needs were. Mm-hmm. And it's a kinetic type of arrangement. It changes whatever they want to do.
So it's safe to say that the different places where the classes are going on, they're going to be very different in structure,
completely.
Because this group might like this kind of thing and
sure.
another group might like something
else. We can
else.
Custom or tailor to our students' needs, mm-hmm. and that's what we listen to. We listen to what the students, i.e. our seniors, want. And then I think it's a great idea because they'll tell you what they want. Mm-hmm. They're not reticent. This is, you know, they deserve more than they're getting, Sherry.
Oh, absolutely.
Jim, you work with them every day and you mm-hmm. know what I'm talking about.
Absolutely.
It's a blessing. It's almost a ministry to be mm-hmm. able to work with these people, and mm-hmm. it's a gift.
Mm-hmm.
And if you really listen to them, like you say, mm-hmm. they will tell you what they want.
And they're specific.
And they are. They mm-hmm. don't mince words. They don't, you know, they don't talk in circles like the rest of the population does.
Right.
That's
they're
right.
Great.
They're great.
And so how long have you been doing this?
About 7 years.
Okay.
And I work with different populations. In the morning, my group is composed of a little bit of rehab, but Alzheimer's and some dementia.
Okay.
And the afternoon, I've got fully engaged assisted living. And you met them. They're crackerjacks. They're
yeah,
great.
Yeah, and a lot. And the class that I was at, I think most of them lived at the townhouse, but not everybody.
Well, no, I would say about maybe 3/4 of them do.
Okay.
And the rest of them, because they don't, and a lot of them don't drive
don't
anymore,
drive.
But
mm-hmm.
there's a lot of people that come in from the community. To join mm-hmm. our class, and they stay. I mean, they just come in once and we've got them because they have found camaraderie with their fellow people.
Right.
They learn something new every day. And we have three rules in our class.
And those rules are?
Number one, you have to have a pulse. Number two, you have to teach the instructor, which is me,
okay.
something new every day.
Okay.
And they cover that either collectively or singularly. And number three, you have to give me a hug before you leave the classroom. So rules are pretty simple.
Those are not hard rules.
When's your next class? I'd like to go.
This afternoon. Says this afternoon at, let's see, about 1 o'clock.
at the townhouse.
At the townhouse.
Now, seriously, so if somebody, when are those classes and how easy, can you join any time?
Sure.
Okay.
Walk in the door.
So tell me right now when your class schedules are and we'll
okay.
get that up on the site.
Okay. My afternoon classes are Tuesday through Fridays at the Ventura Townhouse from 1 until everybody's butts go numb, which is about 3 or 3:30. and sometimes later. Mm-hmm. And then on Monday afternoon, generally speaking, I'm next door at the Venturin, which is the nursing home, mm-hmm. in the mornings from 9 until about 11:30. Mm-hmm. And that schedule changes. The schedule doesn't change, but the class content changes. Mm-hmm. On Monday afternoons, I'm at the Venturin teaching food classes. And
okay.
I teach food classes at both sites on Tuesdays.
And food classes for what?
Well, I had a former life as an executive chef, and I was trained. Actually, went to the CIA, so I bring that component in from a educational aspect, where mm-hmm. I can do the nutrition values, where the food is from geographically in the world, how it gets here, and transitions against over the big pond. Mm-hmm. Actually, talk about all the values of it. They get to taste something that I've made, and then we go through the whole history of it, and it's fascinating.
And that's at 1 o'clock.
That's at 2 o'clock on Monday afternoons, okay. at the Venturin, but at the
Tuesdays.
Townhouse at Tuesdays at 1.
Okay. And no signing up. You don't have to sign up. You just show
no rules.
Up. All right. There you go, everybody.
No, who wants rules at age 80?
Absolutely. I totally agree. I totally agree. So there you go. We will post all of this on graymattersradio.com as well. And I encourage everybody out there to check these. They're really, really fun. These are great classes. Suze, thank you. Thank you.
Thank you for the
coming.
Opportunity to brag about my students and what I do. And I'm always open to the idea of having you come back and visit us.
I would love to. Good. It was really,
finally
really
got a chance
fun.
To meet Jim.
Anytime I'm there, you just let me know. We'll figure out another time. I would love to
come and
spend my afternoon with those great, wonderful people again. Thank you. Thank you for everything you do for our
thank
community.
Thank you. And I love it.
All right. We're going to take a quick break now. And then when we come back, we've got a great panel discussion that should be quite interesting as well on divorces later in life. So stick with us and we'll see you in a minute.
Hi, Jim Duran here, Executive Director of Cypress Place Senior Living in Ventura. Do you have a loved one or a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia? Are you struggling to care for them? If so, we invite you to come by and visit our beautiful assisted living community with a special memory care area for residents with Alzheimer's and dementia. We have spacious apartments that can be rented on a month-to-month basis, either privately or shared, and include 24-hour supervision by our specially trained caregivers. Amenities include 3 gourmet meals daily. We also have housekeeping, laundry, linen service, utilities, transportation, and a full schedule of daily activities that build esteem and nurture the mind, body, and soul. Please come by to see how your family member or loved one can live the life they deserve and how you, once again, can regain your own peace of mind. To schedule an appointment today, please call 650-8000 or you can visit us on our website at cypressplaceseniorliving.com.
When you're considering a reverse mortgage, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. If you're a homeowner at least 62 years of age, a reverse mortgage may help you convert your home equity to tax-free loan proceeds. Contact a reverse mortgage consultant today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Consult a tax advisor. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., is an equal housing lender. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
For more information and to find out how a reverse mortgage could benefit you, call 866-398-5638. That's 866-398-5638.
Hi, this is Sherry Kerman of Norman Dowler, the law firm you can trust to get it right, proudly representing the people of Ventura County honestly, ethically, and with great integrity for over 50 years. Norman Dowler is among the preeminent law firms in Ventura County and has a team of dedicated professionals who consistently exceed the expectations of our clients. Legal matters are no laughing matter. When you're faced with a legal crisis, you want the best representation. Norman Dowler, 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com.
You tell me that you're leaving. I can't believe it's true. Girl, there's just no living without
Welcome
you.
Back, everyone. Sherry Kerman here at Gray Matters.
With Jim Duran, Cypress Place Senior Living.
That was a really interesting interview. Isn't she a neat person?
You know what? I love Suze. I've known her like through the industry for so many years, mm-hmm. and we have never met up until today.
Wow.
Yeah, great person.
I knew her when I was a wee tot.
Is that right?
Yeah, and then I didn't know her for a long time, and then I recently re-met her. I just love her, which she said, really a gem of this county and community.
Incredible reputation and incredible knowledge.
Yeah, oh yeah, amazing. We are going to switch gears for a moment. I have in the studio Tom Hutchinson. How you doing, Tom?
I'm doing well. How are you?
I'm doing great. Tom is actually one of my partners over at Norman Dowler. Tom specializes in family law, what some people call divorce law, but we like to call it family law, right?
That's right.
That's right. And I'm also here with Bonnie Quinton.
Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning. Bonnie is a therapist in the county. The last person in our panel is Laura Dunbar. Let's just start out, Bonnie, just tell us a little bit about yourself and your experience.
Okay. Well, I've been a psychotherapist for 28 years, and I see lots of different types of cases, but the thing I like to specialize in is avoiding and surviving divorce. And of course, divorce can hit at any time, but I know we're focusing on the seniors, and there are some special issues and also positive outcomes that can follow that.
Okay, great. And Tom, just give us a little brief bio about you and your experiences, and we'll jump on in.
Well, as you mentioned, I specialize in family law. That's pretty much all I do for the firm. And I've been doing that since, the early 90s, so it's been a while.
Been a long time.
Yeah.
Yep. And that firm's been there for a long time, and Tom was there when I was there before, and Tom's still there when I'm there back. It's great. It's really fun. So, Bonnie, tell us, what are some specific things that you see when someone is getting divorced later in life? What are some of the issues that they might be dealing with?
Well, first of all, Sherry, at any time in life, there are some issues that are always the same. There are the emotional issues. Usually it's one person's idea rather than both. So one person actually feels guilty that they're deciding to end the marriage, and the other one usually feels very devastated that it's going to end and sometimes has the rug pulled out under their feet. Big issues are financial, that one especially in later life. By then, people are thinking they either are retired or are thinking of retirement. And so to suddenly know that everything we've saved for is going to be divided, it can be very difficult. There are family issues. We always talk about younger divorces, worrying about the young children. But adult children have difficulty seeing their parents separate too. Or in other cases, they're kind of relieved that finally a marriage that is not done well is going to be less painful.
Right. And Tom, are there questions that that you're asked more when you're dealing with people who are getting divorced later in life that maybe they're asking that others are not?
Some of the things that we see with older divorces that we don't with the younger ones are things with the adult children, or I've had cases where there's been allegations that the spouse really doesn't want the divorce, but they're sort of giving up control to sort of a headstrong adult child that's sort of taking...
And that the child is steering the divorce.
Yeah.
Are you seeing that sometimes too?
Well, you caught me on that one. I haven't seen where it's the child that's wanting the divorce. I certainly very often see that once a divorce is in process, then the child has a very strong feeling about what should happen and get caught in the middle of that. So it's a little different than what you're saying, Tom, but you see more than I do probably. And,
if you're on the side of the spouse that says, well, my soon-to-be ex doesn't really want this, this is his son or his daughter that's doing it, sometimes it's difficult to pierce that veil to find out what's really happening if you don't have a line of communication with that spouse.
You know, it's interesting, Tom, because I think what you're mentioning is another whole thing. You said his son or his daughter.
And I caught that, too.
So
you're talking about a second divorce.
Yes.
Second marriage, divorce.
And that is that's a very big issue. I'm glad you clarified that for me. That definitely happens when you have a couple where it's a second marriage and a child has resented a step-parent for
right.
a long time, and then they want this to end. And very often it's financial too, isn't it, Tom? They're worried that my dad's savings or my mom's savings is now going to go to this ex.
Well, you know, and I hear that actually all the time. I actually have had people come to me and say, gosh, I'm sort of surprised because my girlfriend, you know, we're getting kind of serious, and my girlfriend asked me the other day, well, what happens if we're together and you get sick? Am I going to have to use all my money to take care of you? Which I know when you're dealing with second marriages or later in life marriages, that can be a bigger issue because you've really established yourself. But I guess I can see kids coming in and having a problem with that too.
Yeah, because a lot of times, like Bonnie said, they're concerned that whether it's right or not, that their inheritance, so to speak, is still going to be there.
Right.
There's an additional level of dynamics that you don't get with younger couples going through a divorce.
Right. We have our guest back. Laura is back on the phone. How are you doing, Laura?
I'm good. Can you hear me now?
Yes, we can. Can you hear me now? You sound like a commercial.
Yeah, I sound like a commercial.
Loud and clear.
I have some background noise from the airport.
Okay, that's okay. We cannot hear the background noise at all. So that's perfect. So how are you doing? You just got off a plane.
I did just get off a plane. I'm in San Francisco.
Wow. See, I love radio. Look at what you can do with technology. It's great.
I'm a little envious. I'm not in San Francisco.
No, I know. Nor am I. But, you know, what are we going to do? That's okay. It's nice here, too, I think.
It is.
So, Laura, you're just coming into the conversation. So you are someone actually who did go through a later in life divorce, and as you describe yourself, were completely devastated by it. You really found that the devastation could end. And so tell us a little bit about that.
Well, I think that, you know, as we all know, that sometimes, you know, the devastation can lead to great healing in other areas of our lives. But in my situation, one of the things that, you know, this happens to a lot of people, and I just think that there's some good sides of it too, that there are ways of growing and new opportunities that you have that you don't realize you have, especially in the beginning. You know, you're pretty devastated, and later in life you feel more unattractive, and your financial situation is upsetting because you know that what you've been sometimes struggling to live on with two, now you have one and you have two separate households. So the reality of all that can pretty well flatten almost anybody. And then with your family that you've been raising and sometimes already grown and out the door, everything really transforms into a completely different situation, something that maybe for 20, 30 years you had never anticipated.
Were there things that you didn't realize were happening in the household? For instance, you know, maybe things that your ex-spouse was always taking care of that now all of a sudden you didn't even sort of see that they were happening, and now you have to learn how to do them?
Well, I think, you know, my profession is an architect. I went to school as an architect, and even though I practiced architecture and I had my own firm, it was really a secondary career to my husband's career.
We probably see that a lot, probably the wife more often than not dealing with that issue, right?
Right, taking care of the household and the children, even though she may have a career too.
Right, that it's secondary like that. Mm-hmm.
Right. So even though you feel like, oh, I still have a career and I'm an architect and I have my own business, you don't have the need to support a family or yourself, really. And, you know, taking care of kids is, as a family unit, way more important than your career. So you tend to do that, or at least most people feel that way.
Mm-hmm.
And so even though you feel like you still have a career, and especially something like mine that's very... You know, you are an architect. It's not like, oh, I work in an office or I do something else. It's a very specific career, kind of like a lawyer.
Right.
And even though I always have that title, I didn't necessarily practice. And when you don't practice as much, or you don't build your career, that's probably a better term.
Right.
You don't build your career, you don't have anything at 50, 55.
Right.
You know, you just, even though you have a career, and even though, and there was a lot of, there was a lot of issue when we were divorcing that my ex-husband was pushing to say that I made way more than I ever was making and ever could make, primarily because I didn't practice and I didn't pursue a career and build a career. And so...
So he was saying you could have made more than you were making.
Exactly. And so, you know, I wasn't making much money and, you know, of course, the area, there's a lot of parts to that, let alone divorce, but... but there's a lot of parts to that. But if I had been pursuing my career for, you know, 20 years, I would have been in a different position completely.
Right. And Tom, how do you handle that from a legal standpoint when that's happening? I mean, are you able to refute that? Say, well, yeah, she could have made more, but look at the other things that she was doing.
Well, and from just a legal standpoint, the way that the courts look at it is, we don't really second guess where you would have been if you had done things differently in the past. We look at where you are right now.
Okay.
Now, one of the balancing things that the courts do is to see to the extent that you had devoted yourself to what we call domestic activities, how that's affected your earning capacity and your needs for support in the future to get yourself to a point where you're self-sufficient.
Right.
So for a spouse to say, well, you know, if you had gone out and worked rather than staying at home, you'd be making this amount of money, that's really a no-starter in the courts, because they're going to say, well, we don't really care about where you might have been. What we care about is where you are right now, what you can do right now, what's your capacity right now.
Right, yeah. Right. And emotionally, are you dealing with those? I mean, that's got to be, Bonnie, a difficult issue for the Laura out there, right? To be going through that, yeah.
Right, and this is one time when therapy can be really helpful, because the person going through a divorce is usually getting all kinds of advice, and it's not just from Tom, it's from friends and relatives. You know that too.
Yeah. Everybody becomes the family law expert, right?
That's right.
I can't tell you how many times I get a call from a client that says, well, my friend told me blah, 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 you know. It's like, you know, I know all sorts of ladies that got their house in the divorce. How come I'm not going to get the house? And
right.
Right.
So, yeah, you're dealing with that.
So it's helpful that they have somebody who is not biased, who's going to help them look at things realistically, who's going to encourage them to pay attention to their attorney rather than their daughter or
right.
their best friend.
Friends, cousins, brothers,
right.
stepsister once removed.
but it is a very, very difficult time, and so therapy can be very helpful to soothe, but also, as Laura mentioned, it's an opportunity for growth too. And so it's a time to reflect. It really is an opportunity when you have a big change in your life.
Mm-hmm.
It's an opportunity to really see where you are now and where you want to be and to go for that.
But you know, there's also a second half to that financial issue that we see frequently. The spouse now feels that by doing all this stuff that they did, taking care of the family, taking care of the household, they have enabled their spouse, typically the husband, mm-hmm. to develop this great standing that they have
right.
in their business, in their
right.
profession.
Because they were able to just go do that.
Yeah.
Right.
And now they're thinking, well, wait a minute, we're getting a divorce and you have all that and I don't.
Right.
That's another challenging.
Say that again, Laura.
I said I couldn't agree with you more. It was exactly what happened. My ex-husband and I both had, he was an engineer and I was an architect, and I, you know, stepped back so that he could build his career.
Right.
As a small business, and supported him in that. And, you know, the first 5 years, of course, you're struggling, and really his income doubled the first year that we were, you know, after we were separated. Number one, he didn't have to, you know, break his time away for children anymore. That's number one. And number two, you know, he's on his own, and it was, that was when the business was just starting. So the 4 or 5 years that he had just, you know, begun, I was augmenting the income, working as much as I could, and then, mm-hmm. you know, and then here he's off making, you know, probably 3, 4, 5 times as much as he was making when I was with him, because it was that type of business that, you know, you just needed to get off the ground and, you know, get known and that sort of thing. And it's hard. I just try not to think about it, you know.
Yeah.
Turn my head, you know, and figure that's just the way it is, because it's very upsetting to struggle for 20 years, you know, and then have the, you know, financial, you know, have him be so financially successful at this late life after, you know, that situation happening.
And Bonnie, in your practice, do you see that as like a two-pronged issue you have to deal with your clients not having as much financial resources and advancement in their career as what they would have liked to have.
Right.
And then on the other hand, they got this issue about, look what I did, and
he's
walking away with all this.
And what happened to me?
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Unfortunately, there are all different aspects of a divorce that designate loss. And sometimes it's the loss of the financial. It's a loss of the family as we knew it. It was the loss of the potential of what the relationship could have been. So I deal a lot with the losses. And it's very difficult. As Laura said, she tries not to think about it.
Mm-hmm.
And from what I don't know you, Laura, but from what I'm hearing, you're doing some nice new things in your life. It's never
right.
going to take that loss away.
Right.
But it's part of just learning to accept that that's the way it ended up. And then I'm not the one thing that I really caution people. Some people go through a divorce. And that pain and loss is just incredible.
Mm-hmm.
And some people remain bitter. They
right.
never get out of it. They're still stuck in that marriage. I call it giving that guy free rent in their head. And they aren't able to move on because they're just so embroiled in that past. But if people can get to a point where they accept, they don't like it, but they accept, that's what happened, it's done, I still have a life, and I'm going to make it a good one. And they go for that.
Well, and Laura, you and I have talked about that sort of when we were talking on the phone before we came to the studio. And I'm supposed to ask you about France.
Oh, right.
Right? So I think this is a good segue into that, right? This,
okay.
What do I do? Right. Do I stay
right.
in Prague?
Right. Well, this is sort of an analogy that I've used with a lot of friends, and it's kind of what I've felt has happened to me. But I have to preface it with the fact that one of the reasons that it's so hard to move out of that space is because your whole life, your family, your extended family, your career, your neighbors, your friends, everything was integrated and intertwined in that life with your marriage. And so when you stop that, even though it seems to focus just on the marriage, you really have all those other losses that you're contending with.
Mm-hmm.
So if the biggest thing to me is to have support to build something else, even though incorporating some of those things, your career and your children and maybe some friends that are, you know, that are you know, still friends that you want to have, and of course your family, but to try and build a support system around those things, leaving the ex-husband and the marriage in another place, but you're busy building. And in that regard, one of the stories that I tell that seems to just really make sense to me and to other people is, you know, all of our life we plan on going to France, to Paris, hopefully, and as a marriage, you know, and we're married and we go there and even though we
and have chocolate crepes
about it, yeah, and exactly
walk down the boulevards,
learn,
right?
Exactly, we learn the language and we see
right.
the sights and we have all the things that we thought were wonderful in France and
right.
Paris, and there are some parts that we don't like, but we don't really pay much attention to them because. This is what we're supposed to be doing. And then what happens is one day we wake up and we're in Prague. And we've heard about Prague and we've heard that it isn't a great place and we've heard a lot of sadness and we've heard how dark it is and we've heard all these things and we've never wanted to go there. We've never thought about it. But all of a sudden we're there. And we wake up and we're devastated. And we sit and however long you need to cry, you cry. You cry on the steps of the cathedral, and you sit there and you don't look around, but you just sit and cry. And one day, hopefully, you get up from the steps and you look around and you realize what a beautiful city Prague is and how many things there are in Prague that can fulfill you, too.
Isn't that amazing?
And
I love that. I mean, I really love that analogy.
It gave me a little chill.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely.
And in time, you know, you realize that Paris had some things that weren't so great, too,
mm-hmm.
you know. And Prague has some things that are really great. And
mm-hmm.
you know, and the thing, too, is that you can leave Prague if you want. Really,
mm-hmm.
you
mm-hmm.
can. You don't have to stay there. And there's beautiful, beautiful, beautiful things about Prague. And there's beautiful people in Prague, just as there are in other parts
and
of
I,
the world.
And I think
life.
That's great. Right, and that's the thing that we all have to remember. You know, it doesn't, life never happens the way we expect it to happen, and we may end up in a very different place than where we thought we were going to be and maybe where we initially wanted to be.
Right.
But that doesn't mean it has to be a bad thing.
Well,
you can make it positive.
Right, and if you keep thinking about Paris, and that's what I was trying to say, is if you keep trying to get back to Paris, and you keep thinking how great Paris was, then that makes it really hard.
And you'll never appreciate Prague.
Around. Yeah, and lift up and
right.
look around
right.
and accept the people that are there, and that, you know, and hopefully you have some support while you're there. You know, that
yes.
can help you get up and move and go, hey, let's go do this, and this is really great about this place. And,
right.
You know, that sort of thing.
Right. So Tom, I want to come back to more, because that's important, and that's emotional, and emotions are important too. But there's always, you know, in any decision that we make and anything that happens in our life, there's legal ramifications and there's financial ramifications and things too. So bringing us right back down to earth, if you're thinking about getting a divorce, what are some of the things that you need to think about doing before you do it? Because it's not just an emotional decision.
No, it's not. Well, from a legal standpoint, there's a number of things that you absolutely cannot do without breaking the law once the divorce starts. So if you think that you're going to get a divorce, you're going to file for a divorce, and you're going to go forward with that, there's some things you ought to think about doing now, or at least consider. So there's things that you can't do, like you can't change life insurance beneficiaries.
Right.
Once the divorce action started. So if you felt you wanted to deal with that ahead of time, that'd be the time to do it. You can't take money out of a bank account and put it somewhere else.
Right.
So if you want to have your own bank account, if you think that there's going to be problems with having access to your funds once you file for a divorce, then you need to take care of that ahead of time.
So I'm going to, we've unfortunately run out of time, and I want to thank all three of you for coming today. I really appreciate it. And I just want to say, for legal advice, if you are thinking about it and you want some legal information about whether this makes sense or what do I need to know before I forge ahead and do this, please give Tom a call at Norman Dowler, and our number is 654-0911, and we'll have all of that up absolutely on graymattersradio.com. From an emotional standpoint, if you're not sure emotionally if this is the right thing to do, I urge you to call Bonnie and to talk to Bonnie and help work through whether this is what you want or if there's something else that needs to happen. Maybe the marriage can be saved. And Bonnie, we can reach you at
384-9399. And I also have a website, BonnieQuinton.com.
Perfect. So, and that will also be up. That will also be up on the website at graymattersradio.com. Laura, thank you again for calling in. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much for inviting me. I appreciate being able to, you know, speak about this and hopefully help other people who are in the same position.
Absolutely. And thank you again, Bonnie, and thank you again, Tom, for coming in out of your busy days and talking to us for a few minutes.
It was fun. My pleasure.
Great. We're going to have a quick commercial break, and when we get back, we're going to have a little visit with Debbie Lee from Wells Fargo. Stick with us.
To let me know, should I stay or should I go?
Hi, Jim Duran here, Executive Director of Cypress Place Senior Living in Ventura. Do you have a loved one or a family member with Alzheimer's or dementia? Are you struggling to care for them? If so, we invite you to come by and visit our beautiful assisted living community with a special memory care area for residents with Alzheimer's and dementia. We have spacious apartments that can be rented on a month-to-month basis, either privately or shared, and include 24-hour supervision by our specially trained caregivers. Amenities include 3 gourmet meals daily. We also have housekeeping, laundry, linen service, utilities, transportation, and a full schedule of daily activities that build esteem and nurture the mind, body, and soul. Please come by to see how your family member or loved one can live the life they deserve and how you, once again, can regain your own peace of mind. To schedule an appointment today, please call 650-8000 or you can visit us on our website at cypressplaceseniorliving.com.
Hello, I'm Kevin Talsma with Arnold Financial Services. How are you prepared to handle the economic challenges that lie ahead? How long can our country continue to spend more than it's bringing in? Many economists are predicting a future of rapid inflation, higher taxes, and a weakening U.S. dollar. We have tools and strategies for addressing these concerns and can provide you independent, unbiased financial advice. Give us a call to obtain a financial evaluation at no cost or obligation. Our number is 805-384-9212. That's 384-9212. Ask for Kevin.
Stephen Arnold and Kevin Tolsma are registered representatives offering securities and advisory services through Independent Financial Group, LLC, a registered broker-dealer and investment advisor. Member FINRA and SIPC.
When you're considering a reverse mortgage, at Wells Fargo, we're with you. If you're a homeowner at least 62 years of age, a reverse mortgage may help you convert your home equity to tax-free loan proceeds. Contact a reverse mortgage consultant today. Wells Fargo. Together, we'll go far. Consult a tax advisor. Wells Fargo Home Mortgage, a division of Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., is an equal housing lender. Wells Fargo Bank, N.A., member FDIC.
For more information and to find out how a reverse mortgage could benefit you, call 866-398-5638. That's 866-398-5638.
When you need legal representation, having the right team to represent you is crucial. Since 1958, Norman Dowler has helped thousands of clients with their legal matters in Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. Whether your case is personal injury, estate planning, probate, employment or business law, civil litigation, real estate, or family law, the attorneys at Norman Dowler offer years of expertise and knowledge. If you find yourself in need of legal representation, call Norman Dowler at 654-0911 or visit normandowler.com. The Law Office of Norman Dowler, providing legal excellence you can trust since 1958.
And welcome back, everybody. Sherry Kerman here again.
Jupiter Ann.
That was really, really interesting. Jim, I know you couldn't hear all the things that Laura was saying, but it was very interesting, and you did get to hear Bonnie and Hutch, as we call him, Tom.
Absolutely.
Sad subject matter, but sometimes it's what has to happen, and it's nice to know there are experts out there in a variety of fields to help us through this as well. We are now on the phone with Debbie Lee. How are you, Debbie?
Hi, Sherry. I'm good. Hi, Jim.
Jim stepped out for just a second.
Uh-oh.
But you can say hi to him when he walks back in. See, that's the whole thing with the radio, is nobody knows where anybody is. Except I do, because I'm sitting here. How are you doing this fine day?
I'm wonderful. The weather is amazing.
Yes, it is. It is. Debbie is one of our sponsors with Wells Fargo Reverse Home Mortgage. We love you people over there. You guys are all great, you and your whole team. And so Debbie, for listeners who don't know this, Debbie comes on once a month and just chit-chats with us for a few minutes, tells us what's going on, what's new in the reverse mortgage field, any little tips you want to tell us. And so what's happening? What's going on?
Well, there are a lot of changes. Couple of things that are coming. Well, one of the things that is relatively new, that there's a thing called a HECM saver, and a HECM is simply a home equity conversion mortgage, and that's the reverse mortgage. But there's a saver program where the borrower can save a lot of money on the mortgage insurance premium. Sometimes the upfront fees can be a little unsettling for some clients, but this HECM saver reduces the fees immensely. And a borrower, say, in Ventura County with a $400,000 mortgage or a $400,000 piece of property can do a reverse mortgage for probably $2,600 in total fees. It eliminates the MIP almost completely.
How does it do that?
Well, it reduces the amount of equity that the senior has access to. So it,
okay,
it has a reduced benefit to the senior at a reduced cost.
Right, but maybe they don't need the full benefit.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
If they just have a small mortgage that they want to pay off and that's all they want to do, we can do that, and they don't have to pay all those fees that people talk about so often.
Right. So that's interesting.
It's a very cool program. The other thing that I wanted to let your listeners know is that the FHA loan limit will be going down.
Oh.
Effective October 1st.
Down?
It will be going down because property values have come down.
Okay.
And they put a temporary limit in place that goes away effective October 1st, and that loan limit right now is $625,500.
$625,500
now.
And it's going down to?
$417,000.
Oh, and I remember when it was $417,000.
Right.
So the $625,500 actually was a temporary increase that now they're taking back away.
Correct. And so for clients, for those listeners that have home values between $417,000 and $625,000, if you're thinking about a reverse mortgage, you've been considering it for a while, if you don't do it before October 1st, you're going to lose the ability to tap into some of that equity.
Right.
Now may be a good time to act.
Absolutely. Certainly a good time to call you folks. Debbie, why don't you give us your number?
866-398-5638.
So that's really important because those limits are, regardless of what your house may or may not be worth, regardless of the equity you may or may not have in your house, the most under any circumstances that you'll be able to borrow against the house in a reverse mortgage after October 1st is $417,000.
Correct.
Whether your house is worth $420,000 or $4 million.
Right.
Right. And that can really, I mean, that's $200,000, over $200,000 difference.
Right.
With right now it's $625,500, which is huge.
It makes a big difference in the amount of either monthly income that the senior can get, mm-hmm. or the Heckam saver for a lot of people would work if their house is valued at $450,000 or $500,000. That Heckam saver, you know, would work, but if the value goes down, if they reduce that loan limit to $417,000, the Heckam saver may not be a deal. The numbers may not pan out. So, really, the bottom line is, if this is something that you maybe have in your financial plan or to look at,
now's the time to look at it. Yeah, absolutely.
If get the numbers.
Yeah, and you know, I want to stress that to everybody. You know, education in any situation is the key. It doesn't mean you have to do it, but how do you know if if a particular product or a particular service or a particular company is good for you or not if you don't understand what it is and how it works?
And that's what we do well. It really is about education. And my team, and I have a team of loan originators in Ventura County and beyond that can give you the information that you need so that your listeners can make informed, intelligent decisions regarding their financial future.
Hey, Debbie, it's Jim. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Good, thanks. You know, I had a question for you in regards to getting that education. Do you do seminars? Is it better one-on-one? What is the best resource for the listeners?
Gosh, once again, Jim, you just have the best questions.
He does.
I know he does.
He's I'll pay
amazing.
Him later.
Absolutely. Oh, God, he told me I had to pay him for that question. What's going on here, Jim?
So, there is, one-on-one is always good, and we all travel to our clients. So we'll go to our clients. We don't fully expect them to come to us at all. Unless they want to, they can. We have an office where they can visit. But for most people, they're just more comfortable in their homes. And so we go to our clients. We do, on occasion, do seminars. Some of my team members do seminars more frequently than others. Sometimes they host them in bank branches. Sometimes they do them outside at different locations. But one-on-one is always good. And one of the requirements of a reverse mortgage is an independent third-party counseling, and that's a requirement in the state of California before we can even take an application.
Explain that a little bit. What does that mean?
There are credit counseling agencies that our seniors can go to get reverse mortgage counseling to make sure that they understand the benefits, they understand how the reverse mortgage works, and that the senior has the mental capacity to be able to make their own financial decisions. They just want to make sure that they're not being taken advantage of.
That is awesome.
It really is. Mm-hmm. It's for their protection. And we always say if you have family members that are interested, then have your family members in on the phone call or in on the appointment and let more people ask more questions. That's not a bad thing.
Yeah, that's great. So it doesn't have to just be, it's not just the potential borrower. It can be the potential borrower and any family members or other people that they want involved.
A trusted advisor. It can be anybody that they want. And there's currently some grant money available, so seniors can do that counseling. And again, it's an independent third party saying, yes, this makes sense, or no, it really doesn't, and here's the reason why. And currently, there are some counseling agencies that are doing that for free because they still have grant money available,
mm-hmm.
but that grant money is going away as well, and counseling agencies are going to, they can start charging for those counseling sessions, and the last time they charged, it was like $125. So, again, to encourage your listeners that are thinking about a reverse mortgage,
mm-hmm.
do your education now.
Absolutely. And do it now before this loan limit goes down. Do it now while there's still grant money available for the independent counseling.
Right. And again, if you need more information or if you want some, we would love to, and it's really just all about education. And so we really want to educate clients. And if it's not the right thing for a client, then we will say, you know what, here's what we think is not, here's what's not right about it,
mm-hmm.
and this is the reason why. But here's what makes sense, and this is the reason why. So we're pretty good. Everybody on my team is very good about being upfront and forthright with our clients.
Absolutely.
You can call us, and that number is 866-398-5638.
Thank you, Debbie. Thank you, thank you, thank you, and thank you for being part of this great show.
It's a lot of fun. It's a great way to end a Friday, although my Friday is not anywhere near being ended.
Yeah, except that by the time everybody hears this, it'll be Saturday, so
okay.
It will all be ended.
Well, all that's right.
So have a great rest of your weekend. Enjoy everything, and we'll talk to you next month, and thank you again.
I will be here, and again, that number 866-398-5638. If we can help anybody and you have questions, we'd love to help.
You
thank
got
you,
it.
Debbie.
Thank you.
Thanks, Sherry. Thanks, Jimmy. You guys take care. Have
Thanks.
A good weekend.
You too.
Bye.
Once again, end of the hour.
Unbelievable how quick that goes by.
Another fun time.
Incredible.
Absolutely.
Learning.
We learned some really good things today, I think.
Oh, you bet.
With these classes, what Suze teaches, Suze Montgomery, and this discussion about these later in life divorces,
mm-hmm.
and some of the changes that are coming up on reverse mortgages. So if you're interested in that, then now is the time to get the information so that you can make a choice.
That's right.
That's right. Well, that's it. We're done. We're going to say goodbye.
And listen, if you're driving around right now and you want to stop by Cypress Place Senior Living
That's
and pick
right.
up a margarita
yes.
or a Mexican beer or some enchiladas and tamales, come on by.
I'll be there.
We're doing our Cinco de Mayo right now as you're listening.
As
to this,
you're listening.
Come right in.
That's right. And I'll be there and we're going to have some great fun.
That's right.
Looking forward to it. All right. Thank you, everyone. Have a super weekend and we will see you next week.
I get older, losing my head, many years from now, will you still be